This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
There are times when something amazing has always been written and we wouldn't be able to do it justice. And our next guest is one of these instances. I'm going to read what came on the bio. It says, Mama Alto is a gender transcendent diva, cabaret artist and community activist. She's a non-binary trans femme person of colour who works with the radical potential of storytelling, strength in softness and power in vulnerability.
And I can tell you, looking at this outfit, the shoes match the bag, look at the hair, the coat. This is a diva.
Good morning, Mama Alto.
Good morning. I'm not usually awake at this time, but it is a thrill to be here.
Well, the thrill's all mine, considering you've turned up looking like the goddess of vision early in the morning. I mean, look what I have to look at across every day. That's why I don't eat until after the show. It's hard to hold it down.
Oh, gosh. But I'm dear.
So what, let me ask you a question. What is a gender transcendent diva?
Well, I suppose it's because I transcend gender, which doesn't really answer your question, does
it?
My early experiences in my career was that conservative news outlets were far more likely to publish gender transcendent than transgender.
Okay.
But it is something about how through cabaret and through singing and through the performing arts, I was able to unleash my trans identity in a way that made people a lot more comfortable than it would be, in other settings. And there was something quite beautiful and empowering about that for me and for audiences. So I just embraced it and became the performing diva I am today. So
I love it. I think it's great.
The conversation described you as an exceptionally talented singer who makes the question as to whether it is a woman or man singing obsolete, which is great.
That was a pretty big thrill when that review came out. Yes.
Well, you're right, because at the end of the day, we go to a show or to a cabaret to see a performer. We don't go to see a gender or where we go. We're going to be entertained. That's what
Absolutely.
We want.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You have been described as, you're going to have to finish those words okay. for me because I can't read.
Disrupting and discomforting social constructions of dichotomous boundaries. What does that mean?
Well, I think it's something about, especially with divas, actually, I've found, the role of a performer and of a diva, the way in which just by being who we are, we can create social change. So if you look into history, if you look at women like Billie Holiday and Nina Simone, they were able to, at times they were explicitly political, but even at times when they weren't being explicitly political, just by being who they were able to create change, to spread messages of acceptance and inclusion based around race and gender and sexuality. We just lost the great Aretha Franklin and she sang R-E-S-P-E-C-T. And through music, you are able, and through performance, you're able to reach people in a way that speaks to their heart instead of their head. And actually, just by being who you are, by the audience embracing you, you can start to change minds about prejudices in our society. And as a brown trans lady, you can't imagine that I would ever face prejudice, of course. No. But what prejudices I do face, people, when they see you on stage singing directly to their heart, to their emotions, and appealing to them in that way, that goes really beyond prejudice and beyond preconceived ideas, it really does cause people to embrace you and to accept and include on a level that they might not in everyday life, in a level that they might not when they're engaging with conservative mainstream media or scare campaign politics.
I like what you said. You are right. We don't worry about the head because if they're going to be prejudiced, that's what it is. If you can grab their heart, you're actually going to make a change.
Yeah, and I think that's a vital role of stories in our society. And what is a diva if not a storyteller?
You're a writer, speaker and educator. What are the main subjects you talk about or educate people about?
Well, at university, I was very involved in musicology, in the history and sociology of music making. That's something dear to my heart, but mostly about gender and sexuality and race. And and about inclusion and diversity and acceptance, because that's really the key to making this place a better world. Yeah.
You've been quite vocal when it comes to the Safe Schools program.
Yes.
Would you say you're an activist?
I originally did not say that, but eventually, because other people started giving me that label, I don't think that it's an identity or a label that you can just decide one day and say, I am an activist. It's by your actions and your deeds, not by your words. And then eventually people will turn around and say, that's some good activism there, you know, and then you can start calling yourself an activist.
So where do you think we should be focusing on as a community? What areas do you think?
Well, that's a great question. You know, I think one of the foremost issues today is the non-consensual altering of intersex bodies at childbirth without their consent, without their knowledge, and often without informing them as they grow up, you know, and that causes massive physiological and psychological burdens on intersex people who have been operated on and altered without their knowledge or consent, often as children. That's a huge issue. I think the issue of LGBTIQA plus asylum seekers being detained in, let's face it, death camps offshore in places where it's illegal to be LGBTIQA plus, escaping from places where it is deadly to be LGBTIQA plus, that's a huge issue. I think a lot of trans rights are still not being enacted, even though they might exist in theory or in legislation. And I think those are big things for our community. But as you mentioned, safe schools and the safety of LGBTIQA plus children, we have a new prime minister. I don't know how he got there. He just suddenly appeared. There are trails of blood coming from the backs of previous prime ministers, maybe. And one of his first public statements in office was, let kids be kids, don't be gender whisperers. What about the trans kids? What about the gay and lesbian and bi kids? Ooh. Aren't they entitled to a happy, healthy childhood as well?
Well, correct. Unfortunately, he has the mentality that parents' rights comes before anybody else. So as a parent, you have, I think, what a stupid mistake. The right of the child becomes then the right of the parent. It's not your right.
Yes. And well, the right of the child comes first before they're born.
Correct.
In his mind, above the woman's right. But okay, then once they're born,
so then we change.
Yeah. It's dreadful. It's
how
dreadful.
Hypocritical. I never thought of it like that. You are 100% right. The right of the child is first until the moment he's born, then you lose all your rights. And then the daddy has rights.
It's dreadful. It's dreadful. So these, I think, are some of the priorities for our community.
Yeah. Now, Mama, we can see you at the Spiegel Tent at Luna Park from the 10th to the 13th of October.
10th to the 14th. It's very exciting. So when we think about, in the cabaret and burlesque world, certainly, in terms of Melbourne icons, the famous Spiegel Tent, which you might remember over a decade ago, started coming to the Arts Centre forecourt, and it created a phenomenon. It created a worldwide phenomenon for the Spiegel Tents, which are these antique wooden and cloth and mirrored, painted velvet, gold Spiegel Tents. They're circus tents from 200 years ago in some cases.
Wow.
This one is around 150 years old. And it started the trend for Spiegel Tents. Now we see them at all the festivals. We see them everywhere. But this was the first one to start that renaissance of the Spiegel Tents being used for performing arts experiences. So we have the iconic famous Spiegel Tent. We have the iconic Luna Park, over 105 years old, always a centre of bohemian performance, fun, carnival life in St Kilda. We have the iconic Finucane and Smith, who for 16 years now have been touring provocative burlesque queer variety underground work to some of the biggest festivals in the world, and that all started here in Melbourne. So we have three amazing Melbourne icons uniting for the first time. So here we are, this troupe of wild unleashed divas doing burlesque and cabaret and having a wonderful time in this historic, beautiful Spiegel Tent that's hosted legendary performers over the last 200 years, people like Edith Piaf and Marlene Dietrich. And then that is in Luna Park, this amazing Melbourne's house of fun for 105 years. Mm. It is just, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity it's for these icons to meet.
On the back of my neck. It's I mean, you just think of the history and the beauty and the joy and the colour and the fun it's going to be. You've sold that
it's
very well.
It's quite extraordinary, yeah. You know, for us as performers, the opportunity for our company and these two other Melbourne icons to collide and come together in this way. So at the end of the night, we are actually spilling out of the tent with the performance and into the park. There will be jazz songs on the carousel. There will be gothic monologues in the ghost train. It is just going to be spectacular.
Well, that's a definite, I think. So you'd be an idiot if you didn't get down to St Kilda for that one.
And tickets are selling very fast, actually.
Still on sale. Lunapark.com.au, you can get tickets.
Finucane and Smith's Dance Hall, A Diva Carousel, in the famous Spiegel Tent at Luna Park.
Sounds fantastic, because when you first were saying it was a 150-year-old tent, I'm thinking, ugh, could you imagine the smell? But then you tell me, then I'm thinking, oh, no, that sounds lovely. I'm smelling mud, you know, like Dietrich. It's beautiful. Yeah.
So it's on from the 10th to the 13th.
We're not talking a canvas tent. We are talking oak and mirrors. Yeah. And it's a glamping luxury before glamping was even invented.
I am moving in. So when you guys are finished, I'm bringing in my bed. Me and the puppies are moving in.
Yeah. Thanks so much for coming in to
Thank
Joy
you for
this
having
morning.
Me.
Don't forget, head to lunapark.com.au if you want to grab yourself
get some tickets.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.